All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Thursday, November 17th. And wow, after a big run recently, stocks finished mixed yesterday, but Target dropped 13% after disappointing earnings and drags down other retailers like Macy's and Nordstrom and Kohl's and Gap. So what's next for the markets? Today we had a few Fed members speaking and markets are reacting. So we're going to show you what's happening and also how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. That super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. And if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And geez, I mean, these markets, whenever you think we're out of the woods, then boom, a little bit of a setback.
Yeah, Marcus. The CPI move a couple weeks ago, and then just this nice follow through, a little pullback or rallying. If things feel good, there's a lot of green, and then back to back down days. Well, today's not done yet, but a gap lower. And you know, like you mentioned, Target earnings, and it does seem like there's two things right now that are driving the market lower. One is the retail concerns, and also some Fed member comments.
Yeah. And I mean, just going back to the overall markets, I think we talked about it a couple of days ago. I mean, when we are moving up, will this be the year-end rally where we move all the way up? No, not yet. There will be a few retracements, and it's absolutely normal because fundamentally not much has changed. And I mean, we did have some better than expected CPI and PPI data, but you were talking about the Fed members, and this is where this morning Fed member Ballard said rate hikes have had only limited effects on inflation thus far, and basically says, okay, we have still ways to go.
He did say that, and the key takeaway here, he was saying that using a so-called Taylor rule for monetary policy, the proper zone for Fed funds should be between the 5 and 7% range to really combat inflation at this point. So that's a lot higher than traders are expecting right now.
Right, because originally, Powell said that they wanted to be at around 4.7% as the terminal rate. And then recently he said, well, it'll be higher. And he stayed away from quantifying it. So this was the first time that traders heard some sort of quantification from the Fed. I mean, it's one member's opinion. But this is where we saw, looking at the probabilities, now that traders are factoring in, yeah, we are going past the 5% rate here. So that's what right now is expected.
So, and you know, in all fairness, though, he spoke at 8 a.m. I don't, you know, maybe he had some prepared comments that were released earlier, but it did look like the drop, at least for today's session, a lot of it came in the European session. And then there was a little more follow through at 8 a.m. Eastern, if you look at a 5-minute chart. So there was, you know, a slide going into his comments, but sometimes these Fed member comments, actually, they release what they're going to say before. So I don't know if that was the case or not, but either way, another red day.
Right, I mean, now, talking about the slide, there's just some geopolitical concerns in Europe because a couple of days ago, a missile struck Poland and killed two people. And this is where everybody was very quick to blame the other party, that Ukraine said it was Russia. Russia said, no, it wasn't us, it was Ukraine. And so it seems from the initial investigation that it might have been a Ukrainian missile that misguided a Russian missile. So there's still a lot of confusion. But at first there were concerns, okay, is Russia starting to attack Poland? Because if so, NATO would have to get involved. And then, of course, these are some concerns. And I think that this morning, I think there's three factors, Mark. I think number one, it's exactly what we said, that after this run up, there's a little bit of a pause. Number two is the Fed comments. And then number three, definitely, I mean, yesterday Target, that was a big hit.
Oh,
13% for Target.
Yeah. I mean, no love for Target. Today, a little bit higher, but that was a big drop.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and how we are trading it. Super interesting because this morning, let's actually go to a 5-minute chart of the S&P really quick. So we opened low, I'm still on target, sorry. So S&P, we opened lower, diddling around, and we thought that, man, there might be some opportunity to sell some puts, but not too much popped up on the scanner when we were looking at it.
So, you're right, Marcus. And one of the bigger challenges right now is taking some trades where there's nice support. And this is common when you have a run up, right? Because the stock has moved higher and so it's found support. And then we're kind of in no man's land, right? Will it pull back a little bit and continue to rally? That's what we would want to apply a trend following strategy potentially to get that trend. But with the wheel, we're really looking for some solid support. And some of the candidates that might be decent right now, we're a little bit off those lows and at real nice support levels. There you have LVS as an example, where you have that support indicator in PowerX showing where support is relative to the strike that we could sell.
Yeah, and if we enable that filter where we say, okay, we're only looking at strike prices that are at or below the lowest low indicator here, I mean, we are dropping down from 15 choices to only 2, one of them being Coinbase. And I mean, right now, with all the craziness in the crypto world going on, I want to stay away from Coinbase. And Roku would be another possibility. That's exactly what we would like to see, a strike price at the lowest close indicator. But if you zoom out a little bit, we see that Roku has been in free fall. And we don't want to catch a falling knife. But this is where the filters help and basically tell us, well, there's only 2 choices, and these are very easy and clear no's.
Exactly. And really, there's 2 things we could do. Well, 3. 1, we could say, screw support, I don't care. 2, we could lower the minimum that we want from a premium perspective. So our target is 30% annualized based on the premium that we're collecting or better. We could drop that down to a lower percentage. Or 3, we could wait. What do you think we should do, Marcus?
I go for door number 3. Just wait. I mean, in the meantime, we can manage our existing positions. So let's take a look at these because we are in several positions. And one, I brought this up, is LVS. We have been in this position for quite a while. So our cost base is 46.86. And I double checked this morning. My break even, which is now hard to see, it's at 41.04. That's where my break even currently is. So trading well above break even. And here I did sell originally the 45 calls, and yesterday I rolled them up to the 46 calls because the cost basis is just shy of 47. So I'm very happy with those. If I'm getting called away, I'm keeping most of this premium of the $21,000. I give back 86 cents per share. And I need to double check. I can't remember how many shares I have there. So it's not too much. I would keep most of the premium. But the idea is that we can maybe roll up to go towards the 47. I mean, LVS having another good day today.
I'll take it. And It does look like LVS is ready to move higher, right? We had these wild swings, these decent ranges, tried to break out at the beginning of October, pulled back significantly, and now it's on another run, making higher highs compared to where we were in October. So I think this is ready to move. Our numbers are similar, but a little different. I want to say that my break even is around 40.80 because I think I collected a little more premium where I was selling calls a little bit lower than you. Yeah. But right now, I've rolled to the 45. So if this takes off, you could potentially make an extra buck on the trade, compared to what I could do.
Right. So, and this is where it's always about, okay, are we going for maximum premium or are we also going for gains on the stock? So this determines whether we sell at our cost basis, above our cost basis, or here, like in this case scenario, how much below our cost basis. But always above our break even.
That is a good rule.
Yeah. All right, NVIDIA reported earnings. So they reported earnings yesterday, and it was a little bit all over the place. Earnings didn't come out good. I mean, they were much lower than expected.
Yeah, they issued a kind of a muted outlook, which nobody really wants to hear, and the quarterly sales were down sharply. But you know, it didn't seem like it was too much a surprise for traders, just because right now stock's flat.
Yeah, because they issued a warning a few weeks ago. This is where they had this drop here. I believe it was here in the beginning of October, right, where they dropped down to, 108? So that's where they already issued a warning, and now it was kind of out of the way. I mean, traders and investors were already expecting this earnings report to be bad, and they basically just confirmed what they already said, and said maybe there's a bottom in the gaming market, and muted reaction. I mean, not a strong one to the upside, not a strong one to the downside. We looked at the earnings analyzer. Usually there's a stronger reaction. I mean, not necessarily on the next day, but over the next 7 days, we should see a stronger reaction. That's also why I decided to roll up. Let me just move back over here to the wheel. Why I roll up the call to 165. My cost basis, it had said 160. So if by next week NVIDIA closes above 165 and I'm getting called away, I'll actually make some decent money on the stock. Let me just check this out. So that would be around $4,500 on the stock. Nice. Again, way too early to talk about anything because we have another week until next Friday. But I like what I see here as an initial earnings reaction.
It looks good. It's hanging in there. And, you know, although there wasn't an exact reaction to TSM, but I think that Berkshire Hathaway picking up some TSM and committing to semiconductors, that's kind of keeping semis up at these levels too, which is a plus.
I believe so. All right, we have a few more stocks to look at, but if this is helpful at all, do us a favor and click on like. And if you would like us to dissect the trades a little bit more that we do, just let us know by giving us a like, and then we will continue doing this, because this show ultimately is not for us, it's for you. So we want to make sure that we are delivering here of what is helpful for you. Google, the Googles. I mean, Google had a good run. Right now, also with the overall market, a little bit down today, not too much though. What, down a percent and a half?
Yeah, you know, this one last 2 days, I was watching this closely, because here's where we're both in a Google position. You're at a little bit of a higher cost basis than I am. And it was really, really close. Where I was almost able to sell 104 calls, which is what I want to do, but just not enough premium. I think we need to pop above 100 for that to take place. Yeah. And I got close the last few days, but not enough for me.
We will see. And I mean, going into next week is the Thanksgiving week. So a light week. Markets are open on Wednesday, but usually the day before Thanksgiving, there's not a whole lot going on. On Thursday, they are closed. On Friday, they're only open for a few hours. So basically, you could say it's a short trading week only until Wednesday. And a lot of things can happen, because we have seen that when markets have less volume, that they could get pushed around, both to the upside and the downside. So I'm looking forward to next week.
Do you expect a fried turkey rally?
Well, we'll talk about fried turkey here in just a moment, because, okay, let's do this and then we come back to this. I saw this morning. Do you see this? How everything went up. I mean, inflation is real. Turkey this year, 21% more expensive. Stuffing makes 69%. What do you think why that is? I had to read up, because this was just, I was just curious. What do you think is why stuffing mix went up so much?
I don't know.
It's because of the flour in there. And flour, I mean, wheat has exploded, because a lot of wheat is being exported from Ukraine and there's still the blockage.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right? But cranberries, cheaper than last year. Deflation. it's there. Okay, going back to trades. TPR, that's also super interesting. That's where I have sold the 36 calls expiring tomorrow. I got assigned at 37, so I sold calls below my assigned price, but still above my break-even price. Right now, it seems that they might expire worthless tomorrow. So I'll see what happens there. And then if you have another push higher, I might be able to sell some more calls next week.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Still not much popping up here, this Coinbase. And again, right now, the cryptocurrencies are still crazy. There's the FTX fallout. If you're looking at Bitcoin, for example, we just see it's coiling up. This is coiling up for a move. And it could be to the downside, because it seems that other exchanges are right now dragged into this vortex that the FTX exchange collapse is creating.
It's just looking uglier and uglier. And, you know, maybe traders finally step in trying to gamble on this one. But from what it looks like, it looks like it could get worse.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. Hey, hope that you found this useful. If you would like to learn more about the strategy, right here is a video that explains the wheel strategy in 15 minutes or less. If you haven't watched it yet, take a look at this. And then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.